This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Thursday, June 30th. Well, cattle markets were lower across the board yesterday, pushing into new lows for this move. And it looks like we just continue to see a slow drip to the downside as futures really struggle to get some traction here. And it's kind of just a quiet, general, steady selling pressure on both the lives and the feeders. Cash markets are generally fairly quiet so far. We sold about 1,100 head at around 141 average, which is down 4 from last week on the Fed trade. We don't see any dress trade that has developed yet. Box beef values were weaker yesterday. Choice down 226 at 265. Select down 250 at 241. The spread picked up 24 cents. We're sitting at 24.07. Box beef movement was 118 loads. Slaughter rates on a steady pace, 375,000 head so far this week. That is down 1 from last week and up 15,000 over last year. The feeder cattle index is down 12 cents. We're sitting at 164.08. So looking forward, I think that the cattle markets, again, like I've said a few times now, we're just in the middle of a shift in the market from a long-term bear market into a long-term bull market. When you look at the weekly charts, you could argue that feeder cattle have already made that turn, but the daily charts have a much different look to them. And I think that, you know, they generally are in a bit of a downward trajectory. And I think we just have to get past corn pollination before we feel comfortable with stepping into more of a bullish stance. A lot can happen in the next 5 weeks. And I think that we just kind of need to keep our powder dry, waiting for opportunities, waiting for breaks in the market to start positioning on the long side. I think you're going to start to see herd expansion really kick in this fall, probably across the Northern Plains, restocking what they had to give up last year. Southern and Central Plains, probably not quite so fast. It's still very hot and dry down there. You know, they don't have the kind of pasture resources that you're going to be seeing across the Central Plains, the Northern Central Plains, and up into the Northern Plains, and even into the Midwest. So things looking much better for producers across the Northern Tier, but not so much in the Southern Tier. Pretty hot and dry. And that might force another round of liquidation across Texas. We'll see how that develops, but that certainly is in the cards here. We had a bit of a reprieve about a month or so ago, but it's turned wicked hot and dry down there. You know, it's kind of hard to expand herds or even keep your herds together in that kind of condition. So we're just biding our time. We got record numbers on feed, so obviously that's going to continue just to be kind of a wet blanket over the live cattle market. Box beef, you know, kind of struggling to get some traction here. All of that obviously factors into the value of for feeder cattle. And if you get a little, any kind of a pop to the upside in corn, that's kind of the double whammy for feeders. You just have to prepare for that in this time of year, and especially with the fundamental situation that we find the feedlots in and the live cattle needing to work through a lot of numbers here over these next few months. So it's just timing. You know, we just got some work to do, you know, get these numbers behind us, get these numbers processed as far as live cattle go. But I do think that, you know, it's becoming time to start thinking about positioning, you know, being long the market on breaks rather than trying to sell rallies just from a longer term perspective. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.